The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Nev Thelian.
And which one was that?
This one right here that's walking up to Claw.
Okay.
I'm not going to kill this Claw. Although,
this one.
I need to read another spell again.
So it swings with its flail, each head coming down separately.
Butada butada butada.
That's right. Butada butada butada. That's the sound it makes.
I mean, if you're not going to create an evocative world, I will. It won't be a good world, but it will be evocative.
Well, a 20 will hit. That's a 15. That's a 19. So yeah, all three attacks will hit.
Okay. Claw's got 12 HP left.
All right. First one is 6.
Not looking good.
And make a wisdom save.
Okay.
So, say the worst happens. To Claw, anyway.
11.
Okay. We'll see whether or not it matters.
Not give away the special ability.
Does your construct...
That's another 9 damage from the second flail.
Claw shatters into pieces.
Crumbles down into
point
mechanical
of order.
Sprogs and cogs.
Is Claw now a corpse?
I don't think constructs count as...
living creatures.
Yeah. Well, because what's... Well, you'll have to find the text of the spell, and then we can go from there.
Corpse of a creature.
What is the spell, though? Is it, like, animate dead?
No. I can use the corpse of a creature.
Well, because...
To what?
Constructs...
Do cool shit.
Yeah, I know. Tell me what it is.
Constructs are destroyed. They are not killed.
Well, like, you can't use one to create...
It is a broken piece of equipment.
You can't use it to make a zombie or a skeleton or... it can't explode with blood and gore. It can't do, you know...
Just asking questions.
Right. Well, that's its turn.
I was going to make it a Pyrrhic victory, but apparently they don't want me to have fun.
If you're looking at hemomancy...
I'm the one bleeding! It's not hemomancy, it's necromancy.
All right, the fellow back over by
No, in fact, it has to be a corpse. That's what it specifies.
Has to have been living.
In fact, needs to not be living in order to function. If I could do this all the time, we'd just walk around in town, I'd be doing this all the fucking time. Kellen looks at you and says, I need a corpse.
there's range, okay.
Debate online goes both ways. They say, like this one says, living constructs... If they're alive, then they become dead. So they would count as corpses per the MA dead spell, but wouldn't have anatomy to qualify as zombies.
Right.
Or bones to qualify as skeletons.
This one over here, towards the edge of the forest, walks a little closer, somewhere between the spiritual weapon and Claw, and begins casting a spell. It seems to be focused on Inari, who needs to make a wisdom save.
Cool. 8.
Okay. You are held.
Oh,
hold
awesome.
Person. So at the end of each of your turn, you can make another save.
Yep.
All right. Get a nice little net icon. There we go. That's its turn. Next up are some archers who are going to begin firing in.
Jesus goddamn Christ. How many things do you have on this map?
It's like 8, right?
It's like 8.
Something like that. And also they're all going at once just because how initiative shook out.
Because someone rolled a 5.
You won't let me play with corpses. Don't like my initiative rolls.
Rook, does a 21 hit?
I don't like your initiative rolls for the second game in
no,
a row.
Is it 22?
No.
How did it go up? Because it was 22, right?
No, it's 23. It would have been 24 had I been able to stack the plus one onto the shield.
Right, okay.
But it's only 23.
All right, well, an arrow streaks past you, or probably reflects off of your armor. Second one flies over Alex's head.
Okay.
And a third one is going to fly towards Inari with advantage.
From where?
To the south.
Okay.
Over here. Okay. That's a 17 to hit.
That just hits.
Okay.
4 points of piercing damage. And then we're to Kellen.
You need to not be held. It's kind of a problem.
Inari is next.
Have you, you've already hit that guy once, right? The guy casting the spell that we totally don't know is a shaman, but is a shaman?
Yes.
This one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is he within range of me?
What
range we got going here?
65 feet.
Okay,
you
I'll
also
take.
Have one right in front of you.
Yeah. I know, but I want you to be able to do things.
I like that plan too.
I'm going to take I'm going to move 10 feet to the right and kind of get cover behind that corner from the scary things down south without moving out of range of that one. And then I need a wisdom save from the shaman.
Okie doke.
If you could roll a shit one, that would be great.
That's a nat 20.
All right. Well, fuck me.
Bonus action?
I don't know what to do what.
I don't either. Just want to make sure.
Nope.
Okay.
Pretty good save. Needed a not nat 20.
Inari, at the end of your turn, make save.
Nope.
What does it come to?
2.
Oh, okay. All right. So Inari remains held and motionless. Rook, this is fairly obvious. Just, I don't know if you want to do anything about it, but it's fairly obvious. It's your turn.
I will take one step southeast, get between Inari
and the other gnoll there.
We'll swing with my plus one smith hammer. And a 19 to hit.
Yep, that'll definitely connect.
And 13 damage.
All right. Do you have a second attack now?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Is there anything else you want to do? Well, you have your bonus action. Does Claw want to do something?
Claw's dead.
Cool.
Claw 2. There is no more Claw 2
he
electric
forgot.
Boogaloo.
Forgot. Say Claw Tax.
All right, then. Alec, what do you want to do?
I will... Is the null wearing armor?
Which one?
The one next to me.
Yes, it's wearing half plate.
Sweet.
Fairly raggedy looking half plate, but still blocks swords.
Tase him, bro.
Well, shit. Does a 12 hit?
Not so much. That glances off of the breastplate.
All right. Well, bonus action, I will do Shield of Faith.
Okay. Which, does that give you a plus 2?
Yes.
To AC? Yeah.
What'd you cast on the first one?
Shocking Grasp.
That's a cantrip?
Yes.
Cool.
I know what I'm doing.
Right. Well, no, presumably Shocking Grasp used to be a first level spell.
Yeah, in old editions.
Yeah.
You want to stay put?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we're back to some gnolls. And this one is going to now try and wail away on Rook, the one that's next to Alec. And we'll see how that goes. That's a 7. That's a 21, which still won't cut it. 13. And a nat 1. So you are able to just deflect or absorb all of these blows and take no damage.
I mean, he's just swinging a giant thing with chains and shit on it. You just hold your shield up. Like, nope.
Dung, yep. Dung, dung, dung. Meanwhile, another one is going to lunge towards Kellen's unprotected rear.
My rear is very protected, thank you.
Oh, really?
Yep.
We'll find out. Well, that's a 13. But that's a 22.
Fade away.
All right. You still take the damage.
Yep.
Which is 20 points of combined bludgeoning and slashing. But then you go invisible, and it looks around in confusion for a second. But it does have plenty of movement available, so it'll take a step over and just swat at Alfred. Does an 11 hit Alfred?
It's a small animal, so I mean,
I
probably.
So.
You're going to murder my familiar, and then I'm going to be fucking annoyed.
Pretty sure it's got like an AC 10.
I think so.
Half the time, you don't even remember he's on the goddamn map.
Either 10 or 12.
Well, I sure don't want to illegally.
11.
Oh, okay, well, that's what I rolled, so. And I believe it has one hit point?
Yes.
All right, so Alfred poofs.
All right, faces.
Now Kellen's angry and invisible. Let's see. There's one other gnoll on this initiative count that starts walking up north. Can't quite make it to Inari. Could use its bonus action. Why not? Use its bonus action and starts wailing on Inari. With advantage, which you probably won't need. 18?
Hits.
Whew. 23 points of damage. Troy, I just rolled 2 nat 20s.
Go for it.
Oh, man. This was not a planned encounter.
Random encounter, TPK.
I also just, I'm rolling d4s, and I rolled almost all 4s.
Okay.
That's 46 points of damage.
Okay. So,
that doesn't outright kill you.
It does not outright kill me. But Inari is unconscious.
Yep. And the gnoll just sort of stalks on past the fall. Well, actually, still hovering in place, bloodied body of Inari.
Yep.
And is going
Oh, no. I'm not sure it's intelligent enough to know that I'm held.
Oh, yeah. You were very obviously held because you weren't moving. And the shaman did it. Well,
it was the one that you just moved that was attacking Inari, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm still standing. There's a fair chance it would keep wailing on me.
If you want me to roll for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably would snap at you. It's another fucking crit.
That's 2.
At that point, I think it gets the picture and does step past and swipes a claw at Rook.
How many attacks in a round do these things get?
4.
But that's a 22. So you just hear claws scrape on your metallic back and look over your shoulder and see Inari bleeding the fuck out.
Okay.
The big fellow down in the corner is not going to be able to get to anybody this turn.
You may die 2 sessions in a row.
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
The shaman over to the side lets go of hold person, so great. Inari finally collapses down to the ground.
Your record over the last, like, 6 weeks has been fucking awful.
And let's see. I think this is going to be a wisdom save Rook.
Okay.
Is the shaman casting again?
Yep.
Counterspell.
Okay. The spell fizzles as it's casting, and then it looks around in confusion as you turn visible again.
Yes.
But you're hidden behind the tent, so the shaman can't see you. The gnoll right next to you can see you, but it's already taken its turn.
Mm-hmm.
All three archers are going to focus fire on Rook, as Rook's impenetrability seems to be sort of infuriating them.
Like it does.
But all three of them, like a couple of them ping off of your armor, and one just outright misses. So it's Kellen's turn.
All about that armor class, baby.
Can I see anything obvious on you to heal you?
No.
Okay.
You're threatened.
Dino.
You got your hands full.
I gotta get them off my ass. All right. I haven't done this yet. This is one of the first oh shit things. We'll see if this is a really, really terrible idea. Can you draw me a line, Dave?
From where to where?
Where the f*** did Shaman go?
It's right there. Just about 20, 30 feet away from
Where's
you.
Where's the scary dude?
Just 10 feet away from you. Because you were invisible when it was moving, so I didn't know you were there.
Hmm.
You can see all those glowing eyes of those skulls quite closely now.
Yeah, fuck it. I hastily draw a circle on the ground around me.
Okay.
Let's go right behind the big bad. That's like 15 feet, right? I don't know if I want... I need 1 through 6. 5. I need you to do, drop in 8 demons of challenge rating quarter or lower. Your choice.
My choice.
Yep.
Okay.
They all appear right behind that guy.
Let me consult some books.
Dretches or what the fuck are they called? Lemurs?
I think you should have to do quarter, but...
DMG?
You've been hit.
Do you have one handy?
You've been hit.
DMG.
Yes.
DMG.
Oh, I thought I had one. I don't have one on me. I was going to look at the chart and see. Isn't there a chart in the back of this? Challenge rating?
Nope. It's in the back of the DMG, because that's a great idea.
Just roll good once.
We'll see.
Just once.
I think I got... Cool old Fight Club. Well, help me.
That sucks.
Dretch is probably.
So 2 out of 3.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Dretch, Lemur, and Mains.
Yeah, Mains are the ones I was...
But those are 1/8. Yes. So we'll go with Dretches.
8 of them.
Okay.
Fat little dumpy demon dog.
Do you know this spell?
Off the top of my head, no.
Okay.
But you're going to tell me what it is.
Yeah, I am. Remember when I said I got a couple of oh shit spells? This is one of them. I didn't really want to use this unless it felt necessary. It's sort of necessary. I hope.
All right, this is the wrong token, but it is demonic looking and will work. 8 of them?
8.
How much HP do they have?
I'd have to look them up in the...
Please do, since you'll be running them.
Well, no, I'm not.
No, you don't control them?
Not even a little bit.
Okay.
Not even a little bit.
That's not entirely true. They can't attack anyone standing in the circle I just scribed on the ground.
So as long as you don't move.
I'm hoping this will provide more targets.
Well, it will do that.
They're going to be super pissed to have been brought back. They have 18 hit points, AC 11. They get multi-attack.
Damage resistance?
Cold, fire, and lightning.
18 hit points, 11 AC.
Dex is +0.
Okay.
It's the boars all over again.
It's kind of what I'm hoping.
You know, so it's not really that bad compared to a druid that can summon like 16 badgers.
Yep.
That happens to me sometimes.
No, that I did that to Cody in Curse of Strahd.
All right, so the big burly gnoll is now surrounded by demons.
Wasn't quite what I was hoping for, but that works.
Oh, well. Does the spell specify, where, like, can you choose where to place them?
I just pick a point, I think.
And they come in around that point?
Essentially, yes.
Okay. Well, and you picked the point, like, behind him, right?
Yeah, so I kind of wanted to just...
Okay, then I'll group them up behind him.
Yeah, I'm sort of creating a firewall of other things to shoot at that isn't my team.
Got it.
And hopefully we'll distract the guy with the magic flail. Right,
you've got movement and a bonus action if you want to do anything with them. Mm. Well, you probably don't want to do anything with the movement.
See, I don't think I can do anything with my bonus action. Because I've already cast a spell, right? So I can't do a cantrip or anything.
Unless it's a bonus action cantrip, which there's not many of, if any.
I think I'm going to stay put and see how this plan pans out. Did you put them in the initiative order?
Oh, no, I haven't yet. Go ahead and roll a d20.
I rolled a 3.
All right.
So it's their turn.
Yeah, because they go after you.
If you'd like me to read the first part of the spell, the DM chooses the demons, and you choose the unoccupied spaces you can see within range where they appear. So I guess I could space them out if I really wanted to, but you've already put them where I would want them.
3 times.
The demons are hostile to all creatures, including you.
Yeah.
They pursue and attack the nearest non-demons to the best of their ability.
Okay. Right.
I really wanted to put them a little bit farther away, but I really don't want that big thing fighting me or killing Jeff.
I hope they still go after the big...
It's entirely possible they don't.
Yeah, it is.
But I just added 8 people to a third side in this party.
No, I mean, I... Don't worry about that.
But Dretches look like gorillas without any fur, with Yoda ears, and like their face got clawed off.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
So that'll be fun. It's their turn. The 3 right next to the big guy are absolutely just going to go for him. They have a +2 to hit. So how about you roll me 3d20s?
I mean, it's technically you, but sure.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to have to roll everything.
A 5, a 14, and another 5.
All right.
They have multi-attack too, by the way.
Okay. So they do. 5, 14, and another 5. Okay, the 14 will hit.
You can just dispel them.
So we've got right? 1 hit. Go ahead and roll again.
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's concentration. All you have to do is stop concentrating.
A 19 and a 16 and a nat 1.
Okay, so we've got 3 hits total from those. And go ahead and roll 3d6. Oh, wait. Actually, the claws do different damage. So
yeah,
we'll go ahead and roll 1d6.
5.
Okay, and then roll 4d4.
9.
Okay.
That's good.
That's those first 3. these three at the back are going to go swarm the shaman.
That was the other thing I was hoping to accomplish.
Well, let's do one at a time, just in case. 12, I don't believe that hits.
Yeah, I can dispel.
Oh, it does. The shaman is not wearing armor. So the 12 hits. 5 damage there. It misses on its second attack. All right. Shaman's not looking so hot. A second dretch comes up to it, jumps at it, and bites. Misses, swings with his claws, and does hit. Does 5 more damage, and the shaman is almost down on the ground, bleeding profusely.
Nobody's currently being held, right? He doesn't have a concentrate on.
Right.
No, I counterspelled.
You counterspelled, yep.
Should have counterspelled the first one.
The third dretch will hit and kill the shaman. and then immediately go sprinting on, because it has plenty of movement left, and starts running towards one of the other gnolls it can see.
Dave hasn't f***ed us yet!
This one here, we've got 2 more to go. This one over here comes up, comes straight towards you, and then sort of hisses as it sees the circle, and sort of deflects itself towards the gnoll right next to it. Misses with its bite and with its claws. And then the last one over here comes around and is also going to go for that same big gnoll. Misses and misses. Okay. Inari, make a death save.
Oh, no!
Jeff, is Inari dead?
Inari is dead.
All right.
Whew. I knew I should have bought some diamonds.
All right. Rook, what are you going to do?
Can we make it to the monastery in 10 days?
In 10 days?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because we got, what, 27 miles in one day?
If I took off by myself.
Because spare the dying won't work on him, right?
It's already dead.
Yeah.
You can't really spare him from being dead. You spare him from dying.
Yeah, revivify would work if you had the diamond dust available.
So that's how it works? Like, once you've hit 0, each attack you take makes you take a new death save?
Yep.
He critically failed that one.
A
crit does 2.
Yeah, a crit is 2 failed saves.
Oh.
He crit me.
Well.
And then,
in fairness, you nagged him to do so.
It was a fair hit.
Rook, what are you going to do?
If I had fallen, it wouldn't have been. But I was held. I wasn't going anywhere.
So I've watched Inari just drop from that pummeling and die right in front of me, right?
Yeah. Technically, you don't know she's dead.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. But
her chest is no longer rising and falling, so you know it's bad.
At the very least, in mortal danger.
Pummeled and fallen to the ground. Okay. And I see a whole bunch of giant gorilla demons, right?
Yep, yep, yep.
Okay.
Although you do see, like, a glowing circle of runes around
in blood.
Kellen.
In blood.
Yeah, like red glowing. So you have a suspicion there.
Gotcha.
And they're obviously attacking gnolls at the moment, so. What that leads you to believe is up to you.
And the cleric's right by me. Okay.
Somebody's being sneaky.
Yeah, Alec, this doesn't look good.
Make a decision.
All right, I'm getting pissed off. I'm gonna trade my shield for a dagger.
Okay, going two-handed.
In my offhand, going two-handed. And I'm gonna attack the one I've been attacking next to Alec there.
Okay.
Trying to finish this off. So the hammer. Without disadvantage, 14.
Nope, that clangs off of his half plate.
Okay. The dagger at disadvantage, 17.
That does hit.
I guess.
Does 5 damage.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
You don't add the modifier to the offhand.
Actually, sorry. And I did not add a modifier.
Okay.
Just rolled the wrong die. 2 gotcha. Damage.
Okay. That one is bloodied and hurt, but it's not... not about to go down.
Jeff has left the room, folks.
He was also rolling stats, which made me happy. Yeah.
Jeff died on his birthday, though.
It's true.
There's a chance. Don't give up hope.
I'm discussing my options here. Like, it's theoretically possible I might be able to get him there that fast. I think I have to do the math.
Now, whether or not they can help is another question, but...
It's literally the only Hail Mary. It's the Hail Mary we got.
Rook, is that you?
You can't preserve his body, can you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll stay where I am.
Okay, then Alec, you're up.
We got to survive this combat first.
Yeah. Sorry, I got distracted. When it says choose six creatures, can those six creatures be one creature?
What? Do you choose count differently than I do?
I believe it's choose up to six creatures.
Yes. How bad does the knoll in front of me look?
Bloodied, but not about to go down.
Pouring out for my homie, Jeff. By that, I mean I'm eating a Kahlua Bonbon. It's what he would have wanted.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jeff.
I'm just going to try it again.
It's literally the third recording in a row where he's died. Spoiler alert. I think this will come out after all that, but...
So fourth time's the
23
charm.
With that hit?
Yes, it would.
God, I hope so.
Sweet. Why is it not showing up on both lists? Because it's probably not a cleric spell. That's right. 2d8. For 14 points of damage.
Okay. It is now quite severely hurt.
And then I would like to move the spiritual weapon up behind it.
Unfortunately, it can only make it about half the distance. Because it can only go 20 feet, I believe.
Oh, that's right.
But you have had another turn in between, right? Did you... Oh, but you used your bonus action to cast a spell.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to move it then. So, take it back.
You don't want to move it?
No.
Okay. Do you want to use your bonus action to do something else?
Yeah.
Well, go for it.
Sorry. Just needed you to roll one good roll, Jeff.
Yeah.
Giving myself 9 points of healing.
Okay, healing word?
Yeah.
Okay.
I totally want more Stoli, though.
Next up are some Gnolls, and by that I mean all of them. The one next to Alec is going to go for Alec. At least once, anyway. First one's an 18 to hit.
In the words of Cody Grady...
Oh, because you have Shield of Faith up, right?
I do.
Fuck you.
How convenient.
You're supposed to add a little bit, Cartman.
It's both of its foil attacks just sort of shear off of this magical force, and then it lunges towards you with its bite, trying to get past it. Fails, but does crit with its claws. Those, however, are much lower damage than its flail, but I rolled well. What's the modifier on that? 18 points of slashing damage. The one next to Kellen is going to attack this dretch that's right next to it.
I appreciate that. I poured one out for you, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
He means blood.
I am spilling a lot of blood in anger.
It misses with its first flail attack, but hits with the second.
Do you want us to attempt to save you?
We need to make sure we don't die here first.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes.
I've taken about a third of my hit points in damage. You don't look too hot over there.
Yeah.
Okay. In a combo between a flail hit and its bite, it kills the first dretch, which means it just disappears, right?
Yes.
Because it just vanishes. It's summoned. Okay. So that one poofs. And then it sort of turns its gaze slowly down at Kellen and just swipes at him with a claw.
No.
And crits.
What's the roll?
A nat 20.
Oh. Stop roll. That's like your seventh nat 20.
It's quite a few.
You rolled two in with advantage earlier. Stop it. Make sure he's not cheating.
At least on those dies, the big one's harder to tell, but...
10 points of slashing damage.
Jesus.
The one behind Rook, because Rook is sandwiched between two of these. That one's going to go for Rook. Misses. 23.
I did drop mine to 20. Yeah.
Oh.
Because I dropped the shield.
I think those still would have missed earlier.
Okay. Yeah. 23 definitely hits.
No. Then 7 points of slashing damage from its claws.
Okay.
Is that the first damage you've taken?
Yes.
I mean, he is literally a metal man.
Yep. This is true.
He's made of armor.
Yep.
The one that is surrounded by dretches, the big burly one with the glowing skulls, is understandably going to try and deal with those.
Good job, Cody.
I mean, I'm relatively pleased with myself. except for the whole Jeff dying thing. I feel responsible for that, even though I didn't do that.
I was trying to sentinel between Alec and Inari, but it didn't matter.
Grady, roll a d20 for me.
17.
Okay. The Dretch succeeds on its wisdom save.
Woohoo!
Before it gets hit by another flail. Oh, dear hell. Okay, yeah. That Dretch is pulverized. And then with its last flail attack, it's going to go for a second Dretch. The first two were on one. That will also hit. Jeff, could you roll a d20 for me?
7.
Okay. This Dretch gets hit, stays on its feet, but seems to be paralyzed. The Knoll Shaman is dead, and the archers are going to start shooting at the Dretches that are running towards them.
Seems legit.
And roll like shit. One of them will hit and deal a small amount of damage. And then we're back to Kellen.
I'm going to take a 5-foot step to the left out of the circle.
Okay.
And if I've done my measurements right, if I drop a shatter on top of the one with the magic flail, I think I hit three of them and all the Dretches in that area and don't hit in me or anyone else.
Is it a 5-foot radius?
It's 10-foot radius.
10-foot radius. Yeah, you wouldn't hit any of your friends.
And I've stepped out of it as well, yeah.
Except for Inari's corpse, which, you know.
I mean.
Do you know Inari's dead? Would Kellen care?
I'm going to try and take three of them out.
Okay, so you are dropping it on the big...
Yes.
Big knoll.
So three Dretches and three knolls need to make a whatever it is for shatter.
I'm assuming con save?
Shatter is... Yeah, con save.
Okay. The Dretches have a +1 if you want to roll for them.
There are three of them, right?
Yeah.
The Dretches roll 12, 18, and 12, so two of them fail.
Okay. We'll do the lower two. Oh, one of them is paralyzed, so I... Oh, but that doesn't affect con.
Yeah.
Well, one of the gnolls rolled a nat 20. The other one, however, rolls a 9. And the big one... Oh, does not roll well. What does that come to? That comes to... Where the dagger? 8 plus... Rolls a 16.
I think that saves. I don't remember if it's a 16 or a 17. It saves. I don't think this is for half either.
Okay.
I don't know. I need to check.
Yeah, go ahead and check.
Jesus Christ. My friend is going to girls' game night wearing a Cthulhu onesie.
Nice.
Oh, no, they do take half on fail.
Okay. So the one next to you will take full damage and...
Everything out. And one Dretch takes
full. One Dretch takes full, yeah.
Everything else takes half. Oh, that's awful. 4 damage.
That's full? Oh,
2,
damn.
1, and 2 on 3d8.
Wow.
I don't want to play D&D on your birthday anymore. Can we wake up and this was all a dream and never happened? It's really not going super great.
Yeah, we were just hanging out at that house we built back by now. All been a dream.
One of the YouTubers I watch is just like, just build a house. Just build a house in Minecraft. I don't know what we're doing. Let's just build a house.
Wow.
All
right. It's the Dretch's turn. The three by the big... Well, one of them has to make a save against paralysis, so if you want to roll that.
I rolled a 14. Is it a con save?
Oh, never mind. It's just until the end of its next turn. It doesn't, okay. Doesn't keep going. So it muses this turn, but then it's back. The other two...
They have fart gas, too, by the way, if they want to use that. I don't know if you saw that.
I did not. Fetid cloud. Yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm just going to throw that out there. Something else that they may want to do.
One will just, you know, do a little demon fart.
Yep.
And a 10-foot radius. So, I mean, that's really just the Dretches and this guy. I guess we'll do this one because then it'll hit the that and Rook. And it wants to hit Rook because it hates everything that's not a demon. So, I mean, it's a low save, but roll a con save. That's fine.
20.
You got it.
Okay, I think they all succeed.
One in just kind of goes...
Yeah, it smells totally disgusting and awful, but you are not mechanically affected.
It's also green.
Yeah. Classic cartoon fart.
Excellent.
The other one is just going to... Go ahead and roll 2d20 for attacks.
I rolled a 6 and a nat 1.
All right, both of those will miss the knoll. The others are going to keep running towards...
Multi-attack.
Right, I did. There's only one null attacking.
Oh, the other okay, one was paralyzed. Yeah, I gotcha. Never mind. I see what you did.
The others are running towards the archers. That one can make it, so go ahead and roll two more.
That's a 3 and a 15.
Okay, the 15 will hit. So that's a D... Well, 15 was the second one, so 2d4.
7.
Okay, so that one jumps up on the archer and begins mauling him. The other one can't quite make it. And they don't have any ranged attacks, so it'll actually just keep running up next to the archer and doesn't get to attack this turn. Same for the other one. Okay, then it is Rook's turn.
Okay. We'll lay in again. Keep trying to kill this thing.
Okay, the one on the northeast?
Yep.
It doesn't look real hot.
14 to hit.
That bounces off its half plate.
Okay. And
the dagger. Party of champions.
9.
Oh boy.
Even worse.
And it just wraps up your hand in its flail and throws it away. Do you want to move? Bonus action?
Alec, are you staying put?
Well, yeah, probably, because there's still one in front of me.
Then I'll stay put as well.
Can you go back to back?
Might as well.
Well, Alec, you're up next.
I'm going to go for the shocking grip.
It's electric.
14? 15 to hit?
15 will not hit. It just narrowly jumps back.
I'll just do healing word again. Well.
Okay, so you're healing yourself?
No, I'm going to do mass healing word at 4th level.
Ooh, okay.
Better 6 plus... So 11 points of damage, or points of healing, for all of us.
Oh, thank you.
Cool.
Sans Jeff.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you know, if you didn't die, you would have got in on the party, so. Got no one to blame but yourself.
Maybe just like 1% the gnolls, but mostly you.
No, all of him. You were going to pass him right along, and he pointed out, oh, you should probably attack me. Then you did.
Well, to be fair, I don't think Jeff expected him to roll 2 nat 20s.
Might have failed to save any, or the death saves anyway. Never know.
No, I would have healed him my next turn.
Never know.
I used my healing potion on you the last time.
All right. Okay. This one next to Alec is really wounded and bloodied. He's going to disengage and starts running north.
What a pussy!
He didn't want to die any more than Inari did. The one next to Rook is not hurt as much. He sticks it out. He's going to start attacking. Both of those flail attacks are going to bounce off of your armor. Bite attacks a 16, and the claw is even worse. So all of them are just raking on your armor and does not dig any deeper than surface scratches. The one down by Kellen... looks around at all of the demons and at a few other corpses around and begins slinking off to the west with a disengage. And then the big fella, he's just going to keep wailing on these stretches. Oh, wait, their AC is shit. That hits. Okay.
It's 11 natural armor.
Yep. Naturally shit. Go ahead and roll a d20.
3.
Okay. That one is immediately driven by some sort of weird madness that compels it to attack, let's see. Oh, a random target within reach, which means it could be him. over or under?
Over.
He attacks the Flint. So go ahead and make an attack roll.
7.
All right, it's ineffectual, but he tried. The second flail comes in towards... Oh, wait, nope, there AC is shit. That hits. And this one's going to do a lot of damage. I don't think this guy's going to survive. Nope, he doesn't survive. So that one poofs out of existence. And then the last flail comes in, hits. Go ahead and make another save.
Nat 20.
Okay. He is not paralyzed, just killed.
Sweet.
He'll move a couple spaces north and sort of stomp over Inari's corpse. You know, just like grinding entrails into the ground. Doesn't care. The archers... this one that's got two dretches next to him is just going to disengage and flee. As is the one with the other dretch next to him. He's already wounded. Doesn't want to stick around. That's it for the archers, actually. So it's the dretch's turn. Those three down in the corner are all just going to go in pursuit because that's what they do. And just keep chasing after the gnolls. You can hear them crashing through the brush in the distance. And the one that is still up here is going to swing at the big guy again, because why not?
It's a 4 and a 17.
The 17 will hit, so 2d4.
4 damage.
Okay. That's it for Dredge. Oh, shoot. I deleted the one that had initiative attached to it.
It was 3.
Yeah.
Which, have I gone at all? I mean, I know all these things are doing things, but I should have gone before the dretches.
You should have. Oops.
That's okay. The plan is the same. I'm going to toll the dead on the big guy.
Okay. Wisdom save?
Yep. Just means he has 4 more damage on him than he would before.
It's a nat 1.
19 damage.
There you go. That's a better number. He's still looking pretty good, though. Anything else you want to do? Do you want to step back inside the circle?
Yeah, probably.
Any bonus actions?
No.
Okay. The dretches do the thing they just did, and then we're back to Rook.
And I'll swing at the guy next to me.
Okay. You've got the warrior one that's been next to you for a while, and then you also have the big guy with the glowing skulls that just stepped up next to you.
Yeah.
And is standing on Inari's corpse.
I'm going to take on the big guy.
Okay.
29 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
I'm going to attack. 10 damage.
Okay.
And then the dagger. 18 to hit.
Yep.
And 2 damage.
Okay.
And I'll hold my ground.
All right. Alec?
Has that archer been hit?
Which archer?
The only one in the screen?
Off to the right. No, he has not.
Well, I missed first, him somewhere. I'll move the spiritual weapon over there.
Okay. Yep, it could just reach him.
20 to hit.
Yep.
6 to hit, or 6 damage.
Okay. He looks bloodied.
Oh, okay. Then I will do magic missile at 2nd level.
Okay. Against?
This archer.
Oh, the archer. Okay. Oof.
Those are force. Turns out. So 90.
Okay. Those sail unerringly into the gnoll, who, staggers multiple times as if shot in an action movie, and then falls over dead.
Do you and I have... Maybe.
Are we wearing the same shirt?
Did we just become best friends?
Yup. Okay, is that you, Alec?
Yes.
You could move. You don't have anybody next to you right now.
I could. I'll just... Yeah, move me 10 to the right.
Okay, a little bit around the tent there.
Yeah.
Back to the gnolls. A couple of them keep running, but the one next to Rook is going to... do some smashing. Well, one flail is a crit.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
The other one misses. That'll be 37 points.
Ooh.
Slashing and bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
I think you got hit that time.
Yeah.
Its bite will also hit. And deal 10 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
And then with a snarl of contempt, it's deliberately going to turn its back on you and step over to the dretch. You can take an opportunity attack if you want to.
Oh, yeah. 19 to hit.
Yep.
Or actually 21 to hit.
Please kill this thing so I don't do something really that I'm really going to regret.
11 damage.
Okay. You get a good hit in as he walks away. He swings his claws and misses at the dredge.
Huh?
Also, his speed drops another to zero. Nine? His speed drops to zero.
Oh. Okay, so he actually can't make it away from you. Actually, it's when he steps away.
My opportunity attack causes his speed to then drop to zero.
Okay, so he couldn't move any further.
Right.
Yeah.
Just for the rest of the turn.
Okay. The big guy is up.
Although, you say you took an attack at that against that guy?
Against the dredge, yeah.
Yeah, then I get a sentinel reaction attack against it as well.
Sentinel has to be your ally, doesn't
he? He's 10 feet away.
Oh, never mind.
If you already took an attack of opportunity, you get sent.
Opportunity attack takes your action.
I mean, no, they both take your reaction.
Yeah. Okay. So the big burly dude is going to sort of slowly stalk around you and then get between you and Alec.
Wait a minute. Where did he come from?
South. He was standing right here, south of Rook, and just sort of walked around.
Oh. I didn't realize there was somebody there.
Yep. He is large, has a flail made of skulls that are glowing, and one of them is swinging at you.
Well, I would have... One, I would have done something way different, but he was hidden under Anari.
The token was on top for me. Was it not for you?
No.
No.
All right. That's fair. Okay. Do you want to move away further?
I mean, it's fine.
Yes. 200 feet, please.
You had another 20 feet of movement you could use.
No, I mean...
If you think you would have moved further, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Like up towards the tree?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, he probably will still walk around to get between the two of you, but he's going to swing at Rook. That's 27 to hit.
Yeah, that connects.
Roll a wisdom save.
13.
Okay. this is not going to work in his favor. You take 6 points of bludgeoning damage. So I rolled minimum for once. And you have to make a melee attack against a random target within range, which is only him.
Okay. I like it. 19 to hit.
Yep.
7 damage.
Okay. So that went slightly not according to his plan. He'll attack again with the second flail.
It's a crit.
I don't know how I'm rolling so well tonight. I wish I rolled this well as a player.
Random encounter TPK.
Oh, man. This is the high damage attack, too.
This would be the fourth time he's critted with this high attack.
Actually, different null, but oh, dear hell.
He used a goddamn die rolling app.
That's 55 damage.
Ooh, that takes me to death.
Most of which is psychic, yeah. Actually.
How much?
Oh, interesting.
How many total hit points do you have?
I have 80 total. I was at 27.
Okay, so it doesn't.
You're dying.
Yeah.
It doesn't kill you.
No. But I'm dying.
Okay. He then begins stalking towards Alec. Isn't able to make it though. There's one random archer left on the field. Oh, never mind. He's dead now. There's no archers left on the field. It's Kellen's turn.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Put damage downrange. I got one of those left, so I can't not do damage with that. So magic missile is my last third level spell. So that's three. Is that five darts then?
Third level? Yes.
On the big dude.
Naturally.
And it's plus one for each one, right?
Yeah. So 5d4 plus five.
2, 6, 11, 13, 15. 3 ones out of five.
Okay. He stumbles forward as they all hit him in the back. Looks over in the direction of you, snarls a little bit. He now looks bloodied. Would you like to do anything else, Kellen? You could move. Right now there's only 10 feet between you and another gnoll.
Move like, I want to put the fire between me and the big guy, but I want to be like 10 feet away from the fire.
Like that?
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay. That dredge is up. It's going to attack because that's what dredges do.
A 4 and a crit 20.
Well, that 4 is not going to hit, but crit. So 44 plus...
Nothing.
Yeah, plus nothing.
11.
Okay. And Rook, make a death save.
Pass.
Okay. One pass. Alec, you're up. The big gnoll is stalking towards you.
You got spirit guardians left in the chamber?
I do. How far away is he from me right now?
15 feet.
Okay.
I can't see the boxes very well. Okay.
So yeah, I will do spirit guardians.
They blended fairly well.
I can bring up the opacity, so actually.
I need a wisdom saving throw, s'il vous plaît.
It's a little better. Wisdom save, okay? That's a 14, which I believe fails.
I'll do that. No, those are good numbers. 50. So, 21.
What's happening?
21 radiant damage.
From
Spirit Guardians.
Spirit Guardians is happening, okay.
And then move me 15, 20 feet back.
Is this the one that has an aura?
Yes.
Yeah, it's centered around me.
Centered around you?
Yeah.
Okay, and it stays with you when you move?
Yes.
Okay, what's the distance?
15 feet. 15 foot radius.
All right, and you wanted to move back how far?
Assuming it's 30 feet, probably movement.
I mean, they can bum rush you. You can't move far enough.
They can charge as a bonus action. Yeah.
You can't move far enough away from him. So,
true.
Like, I would just move far enough to get spirit.
Roll a perception check.
17.
Okay. The other ones seem to have been sort of like reckless and charging. This one has been like very deliberately moving around the battlefield more with, you know, more measured steps.
Okay. Just move me 30 feet straight right.
Okay. The last gnoll down by the dretch is next. And he's going to make a wisdom save. And he is not interested in dying in this field, so he is going to disengage and begin running and make it off the map. The big fella's next. Looks around. You see him like raise a hand and yell after the one that's fleeing. I don't think any of you speak Gnollish. No?
Let me check.
No, think so.
Don't appear to.
Okay. Although the intent is fairly clear. He looks over at Kellen, then back at Alec. Seems to like grunt in frustration, and like briefly like sets his flail on in the snow with the like the handle leaning against his leg, and then pulls out a longbow off his back and fires off a shot at Alec. He does not seem to be nearly as skilled with this as his flail though, and the arrow just sort of funks into the tree next to you.
Cheating.
And he still has multi-attack with the bow, so he'll try again.
Who's he shooting at?
Me.
Alec.
Okay.
Does a 17 hit?
No, sir.
Okay, but a 21 does. 1 point of piercing damage.
Ow.
He really isn't good with this bow. Kellen, back to you.
Stop concentrating
on... Wait, he can still move, so he will. Go ahead.
Stop concentrating on the dretch.
Oh, it is a concentration spell?
Yes.
Okay.
It says or when the spell ends, so I assume if I stop concentrating on it, he would go away.
Okay.
That seems strange to me, but it says they last until they hit zero or until the spell runs out.
Oh.
But it's a concentration spell, so...
But what's the duration?
It's an hour.
But it's concentration.
Yep.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, I think they'd probably...
I mean, I can show you the entry if you want. It's very strange.
What's the name of the spell?
Summon Lesser Demons.
But if you stop concentrating, you can actively stop concentrating.
I mean, it's not like I'm controlling them.
I mean, no more than I'm controlling the spirit guardians. They're just centered on me. But if I stop concentrating, they go away.
Yeah, okay. That seems to be the interpretation out there, so.
Okay. I'm going to run up to Craig. Assuming I can make it.
You can just reach him.
You don't happen to have a healing potion very obviously on you, do you?
I do. However, I'm carrying like 600 pounds of gear, and a lot of that's in a bag of holding.
Right. I am searching your person for a healing potion. Do you have a healing potion?
I do have a healing potion
to your back, or
it's probably handy.
Right. I would assume so, but I didn't know. If he has a healing potion handy, I will attempt to give him said healing potion.
Sure. That is fine. That's your action.
Yep.
So roll 2d4 plus 2.
Probably muttering something to the effect of, damn it, I am not a healer. So I roll 5 on the die, and it's plus 2, right?
Yep.
So 7.
Rook has 7 HP.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Do you?
I fall prone. I don't know.
You can if you want to. It's a free action to fall prone. It would give disadvantage on range attacks.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. So I hit the snow.
Okay. Rook, you are prone from, falling over. So.
Is this
one your person?
So the only thing alive left, right, enemy is the big one that's chasing Alec. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Alec, how are you doing?
Peachy keen.
Okay. So other than cleric spells and healing potions, I don't have access to any healing during combat, do I?
Second wind.
I do have second wind. You're right. Thank you.
Good call.
Yeah, I'm going to do second wind.
Okay, which is a d10 plus your level. Is that right?
That's what I'm double checking.
I think plus your fighter level.
Fighter level.
Which is 4. So I will... 8. It's not a lot, but I'll take it. Okay.
So that's your bonus action.
Yeah. I'm going to pull out my heavy crossbow and aim down at the big one.
Okay. Fire away.
And I'm going to action surge to get 2 attacks out of it.
Okay.
22 to hit.
Yeah, that'll connect.
For 8 damage. And 21 to hit. For 5 damage.
Okay. He is now looking in not so great shape. Not great at all. And he's got several bolts sticking out of him and some good slashes and magical damage too. And are you going to stand up? I assume you did that actually before you fired. But.
I mean, can I not fire from a prone position?
With
technically
a
you're at disadvantage.
With
so
a heavy crossbow?
You are technically at disadvantage. You could stand up, fire, and then drop back down.
Which is counterintuitive because... being prone makes you...
With a rifle? I don't know about with a crossbow. Crossbow's really not designed to, like...
It's
it doesn't
same.
Have a tripod.
Mechanically speaking,
it's the same.
You could stand up, fire, and then drop back down.
Sure. If that's
that
how D&D
is.
Works.
Yep.
It's the same motion. What gets a gun more accurate while lying down is that your supporting
steady.
Hand is more stable.
I understand what you're saying, but...
And you get that same with the crossbow.
I don't know if you do.
You hold a crossbow like you hold a
you
gun.
Do.
So being prone
right.
would theoretically be more accurate.
Right, but the rifle is designed to be laid down on the ground. I don't think many folks in medieval times were laying on the ground while fighting.
Well, that is true.
I mean, like, if there
mostly
were...
because reloading a crossbow requires you to put it down on the ground, stick your foot in the
right.
thing and
reloading
wind
back up. Doesn't make sense on the ground, but it, for pulling the trigger, it would be more accurate.
I just think if you look at a picture of a crossbow, I don't think you could fire it on the ground.
But
hey, Alec, what do you want
to
do?
But I don't need to reload because I got magic bolts.
I will take one step to the left.
To the left, to the left.
Need a wisdom saving throw, please.
All right. 23.
Motherfucker.
Does he take half damage?
Yeah. 17. So half of 17.
Okay. But that just happens, right?
It's a, yeah.
Okay. This guy is now breathing heavily. Still seems determined to make mincemeat of you, but is looking very haggard.
I'm going to do Guiding Bolt. At a 4th level.
Ooh.
Don't
miss.
Attack. Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Dave. 22 to hit.
Yep, that'll hit.
For 21 damage.
How do you want to kill him?
I don't know. Have head blow off. How about that?
All right. He is decapitated. The corpse sort of stands there for a half second with blood spraying out of his aorta. And then it just falls down and begins.
You could do it.
He begins creating a giant red puddle in the snow. You're out of initiative.
Look at how he's aiming that on one knee.
Hey, children. Enough with the crossbow.
We're learning. Like, look at how he's aiming that on his knee.
Yeah.
I don't think you could lay... and be able to trigger it properly. Because it's straight. It's not beveled like a rifle is.
See if they'll do a Mythbusters about it. All right. You're out of initiative.
Can you do me a favor and draw a distance from where we are to wherever the hell we're going? The temple.
On the map, you mean.
Monastery. Yes. I would like to know distance, please.
You are about 460 miles away because you have gone about 40 miles today.
Right, I just need to know that distance, that's all. Because I'm assuming you haven't really moved our X yet.
I moved it the first time, I just moved it again. Yeah, so I should move it slightly more, but... Yep, about 460 miles. You're still on the peninsula where Nephthelion is.
So I would need to do... How's your spell work?
I touch him. He's preserved for 10 days.
Gentle repose?
Yeah. So you can move... You can do that 3 times a day, essentially? I mean, yeah, you can get there.
So I said, I can do it.
Might as well give it a shot, I guess.
I need you to make me a sling pretty quick.
Do we have time for a short rest here, or...
I have to take a short rest before I can go with him.
It's night now.
Oh, we're about to get a long rest.
I mean, I've got...
Well...
I've got my, like, priest robes. You could probably quickly just do a...
Your vestments?
Yeah.
If nothing else... Oh my god, that's maudlin. I'm gonna do that. I'm 1000% going to do that. Yeah, I'm just gonna do it. Like, as you guys are
Why don't
watching.
You tell the audience what the hell you're doing?
I'm going to! I point at you.
He likes to pat himself on the back first.
Who? I point... You chill. You're dead.
Thank you, Jeff.
I point at Alec and say preserver.
Which I'll do so.
I pull manacles.
Okay.
Well, I gotta wait an hour. I wait an hour.
Okay.
I arcane recover my 4th level spell.
Okay.
Because I'm 8th level, so I can recover 1 4th level spell.
Right.
I turn into a flying thing.
You're polymorphing.
Yep.
Okay.
And I, well, who do I want to be? Is there something else that flies that fast, Jeff, that's similar?
I think Giant Eagle's the fastest.
Yeah.
That's why you picked it.
Yeah, Rock is faster, but it's too high a level.
I slap a couple of manacles on Inari and then grip them in my talons and take off north.
Peregrine Falcon flies at 90 feet.
But they would not have the strength to carry a body.
So I fly another 17 miles north.
Okay. You're just taking off. Maverick.
The math, if I've done the math right in my head and you did it with a calculator, like, I have just enough time to get there. I think I have just enough rations in my pack to make it.
How many rations do you have?
I'll let you know here in a second.
Can you polymorph a rock?
No, it's too high level. CR 11.
It needs to be a CR 8 or lower.
I mean, I've got 20 rations. I'll give you whatever rations you need if you don't have enough.
Okay. And Ari's got a bunch on her.
Yeah, she's definitely.
I'll take those two. I have 17 rations myself.
As you're putting the manacles on Inari, you notice something amidst the like the mauled torso. You notice the glint of an amulet that she was wearing.
Yes.
Just pointing it out. It's on a corpse right now.
I think we already knew about that amulet.
It's got a spiral on it.
Yeah, it's the door amulet.
Yeah.
Don't go flying off and accidentally drop it somewhere.
I put it in my pocket. Are you happy now?
All right.
Didn't you have another amulet too?
No.
Who's giving you bad dreams?
That one.
Oh, I put it in my pocket.
All right.
I take off another 17 miles north.
Okay. 18.
18 miles north. Every extra mile is going to count.
So
here.
We're not just splitting the party. We're splitting the party by probably hundreds of miles.
You know? Yes. I mean, the other thing is I think you can cast Gentle Repose multiple times, can't you?
If the person is there to cast it.
So that's the thing. I could try and rush and make it within the 10 days, or we could try and walk and just continually repose his body.
Okay. Alec would know this. What are you trying to have done?
Try to get you to the monastery to see if they can revive you.
Right. Gentle Repose will not extend the time that I have before they can cast Resurrection.
The spell also effectively extends the time limit on raising the target from the dead.
Oh, never mind.
Go f*** yourself.
Yeah, no, I know what I was doing.
Days spent under the influence of this spell don't count against the time limit of a spell such as Raise Dead.
Okay, never mind. I am mistaken.
Because there's actually... What was that? I've read something somewhere where somebody keeps their husband under a constant gentle repose spell.
Yeah,
so he's been dead for like 30 years, and it's like in the lady's closet if you go open it. I think it might even be the death house. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Really creepy. You two are the ones both with sending, right? Or is Jeff one of the ones with sending?
Nope.
No, we both have sending.
Okay. So we could still communicate if you take off on your own.
Yeah.
I say, if I don't know how much of a rush you're going to get out of here. If we have a long rest, I can do many-handed pouch, and we can hand stuff back and forth as long as we're within 100 miles.
Well, we're not going to be within 100 miles for long.
Apparently not.
Because I'm going to be traveling almost 50 miles a day.
I guess you have a point. We could just do that every 10 days.
Yeah.
You'd have to carry him, though.
Right.
Tensor's floating disk.
He's the one casting Tensor.
Oh, bag of holding.
Yeah.
Chop your body up, put parts inside.
Well, it's also, I mean, like, there's already a bunch of broken bones. You could, there's no pain involved. You could just make it fit.
We don't need to worry about oxygen. How far would it take? How long is it going to take to march us out of here, though?
On foot, just walking?
Yeah, it's 460 miles.
Well, no, I mean, we could still do what we were doing. Have him build another claw, polymorph, and fly me. You ride claw.
I suppose that's true.
Your best guess is that it would take you about a month on foot.
Yeah, see, and that, we don't want to do it. We can just do our plan that we've been doing.
What's the likelihood we run into another one of these groups?
Or something more fun.
Yeah.
I have other tricks up my sleeve, but that was one of them. I guess we could just keep marching the way in which we're marching and take her corpse.
I mean, we don't really have...
I mean, you could still do the polymorph thing.
Sure.
Yeah, and you actually don't need to do the whole riding on top of the eagle thing.
Can you create a land animal that'll carry both of us?
Well, that was one of the reasons why I wanted to get to the plains. Because, yes.
I mean, either way.
Because if we got to the edge of the woods, we could create something and then drag it.
Sure.
Or maybe he could fashion a fucking wheel.
I can build shit. It just takes time, I imagine.
So if we long rest, we polymorph. Splitting the party was not... I mean, he punished us for it. Do we want to keep doing what we were doing?
What do you mean?
In terms of, like...
You want to know what happened? You you made a big bonfire to start with. I rolled to see if anyone would spot that. I rolled a nat 20.
Of course you did.
Also, I don't know where you came up with these, with Knowles doing like 5 attacks apiece. And
Are they Monster Manual Knowles, though?
Apparently not.
No, they're Dave Knowles.
Actually, they're from the Horde, the Revenge of the Horde.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if we polymorph, we could... How far is it to get out of the woods?
150 miles, which is about 15 days on foot because you go slower through the forest.
Well, we can still do what we've been doing.
You could still do the hoppy fly thingy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which would be, I guess you're doing this twice a day.
Yeah.
Although with arcane recovery, couldn't you do it 3 times a day?
I could, but it would be a question of whether or not anybody could keep, like, unless we all go together on the flying creature, which you said you didn't think it was theoretically possible.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Even if one of them is small?
Maybe if you had a harness, but not without it.
You can copy Spider Climb out of my book.
Could.
True. And that actually wouldn't... no, that's not true.
Because the hard part is splitting up is a bit problematic.
Yeah.
I don't think one with a scope, Craig, is a medieval crossbow.
But the rest of the construction is the
same.
No,
it's not. It's got a trigger. So? It's not got the hand clampy.
What about cat anatomy?
I hate to say this, but I agree with Cody. Yeah. I think a little of my soul just died.
Medieval ones were pretty clumsy.
So yeah, I mean, polymorph. We sleep overnight. Jeff's okay. In a bag. Every 10 days, you have to cast gentle repose on the bag.
So you get your long rest in.
Yes.
Let's loot the corpses since we're not running immediately out of here.
Yeah, sure.
Are the living heads on that flail still living?
When you go over and look at it, the skulls are still there and look quite menacing, but the eyes are no longer glowing.
Okay.
Still pretty gnarly looking.
I want to take it.
Sure.
Anything particular like on the shaman?
Give me a second. Roll a d12.
Oh.
Un?
Yes.
Okay. The shaman has a quarterstaff, a kind of weird religious looking hyena totem, and 2 days worth of dried meat rations.
I'm going to take the flail from the big one and beat the big one's corpse to a pulp with its own flail.
All right. Okay.
I mean, that's the other thought, to try not split the party. We now are down a claw. I'm down a familiar. We're down a party member.
Just recast the failure.
I know, but I have to prepare the spell, and it's a whole annoying thing.
It's a ritual.
It's an annoying thing.
A long rest would be really useful.
Identify magic on the...
Annoying.
And all the stuff?
The flail that Rook has, you sense the like the echoes of magic that has now faded away.
The totem's not...
Oh, the totem probably is, actually. I will have to double check a thing and get back to you.
Okay.
Make your harness and we'll all just fly, even if it makes us a few miles slower an hour.
The archers, see, there's two short bows there, 40 arrows, two daggers, some padded armor if you want it, but you probably don't. And one of them has a tattered coin purse with 10 GP in it.
Cool. Anything else of value amongst all of everything that died?
The only two on the field are the two archers and the big guy and the shaman.
Okay. So nothing else on the big guy besides really besides...
He has a longbow and a quiver.
Tuck the longbow in the back to hold him.
We will also say 92 gold.
Okay. And assuming the flail's just a regular flail now, right?
It is not a flail as in what is in the PHB, because it is much more impressive than that.
Okay. Worry about stats on that later.
Sure.
Okay. You said 92?
Yeah.
Okay. So Inari's body's in a bag. We're taking our rest overnight. Just take some time in the morning and create your sling.
Okay.
Do you have Featherfall?
I do. Oh, you were asking Alec.
I'm going to copy something out of Jeff's book. It's going to be Featherfall.
Well, I mean, you can copy whatever you have the money and time to do.
You just found 5,000 gold.
You did? Oh, from the chest and the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot about that.
Featherfall seems like something I want to have if we're going to be flying in a makeshift sling.
Makes sense. So, I mean, you've got time on the long rest to do that, so.
Can I do it over a single long rest?
It takes an hour.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay.
It's an hour per spell level.
So if you want to spend the money, you could copy two during the long rest.
I mean, only so much portion of that 5,000 gold is yours.
I have my own money counted up.
I got my own piggy bank.
I never copied spells before, so I don't know how they work.
Look it up.
It doesn't cost anything, and you get Meteor Swarm. Thanks, PHB.
Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.